Well, more and more folks are saying so long to their landlines and relying solely on their cell phones. But when it comes to natural disasters such as Hurricane Katrina or Superstorm Sandy, should cell phone carriers be forced to follow disaster rules? Well, joining us live now to talk more about it is Cora Currier, reporting fellow at ProPublica. Cora, thanks for joining us here on WTOP.
Thanks for having me.
So talk to us a little bit about the situation as it stands now. Cell carriers pushing back against certain rules during a disaster when all of us rely on our cell phones for safety and to communicate with our friends and family.
Right. Well, there are actually almost no mandatory rules about what a cell carrier has to do in an emergency. This is part of an overall trend of deregulation of the telecommunications industry. It's been going on for more than a decade. In the name of increasing competition and rapidly changing technologies, the carriers say that they shouldn't be bound to emergency rules that might not be applicable in even a year later, because of the way that technologies are changing so quickly. But a storm like Sandy or Katrina, the same thing happened after Katrina, raises new questions because, as you mentioned, we're all so reliant on our cell phones, and people were, in many cases, kind of left in the dark about what was going on with their cell service. Towers were roughly one quarter of the cell sites in the path of Sandy were knocked out. People struggled in many cases, especially in New York City, to find cell service and to know what portion of their network was down. So there's some question about whether there should be more mandatory rules for what cell carriers need to do.
Like what? What would be helpful emergency rules?
Well, one thing that's been brought up is that there is a disaster reporting system that the FCC runs that's voluntary right now. Cell companies have to report, or if they want to, can sort of help the FCC by letting them know what areas are down, what they're doing to bring them back up. But that's not public. It's treated as proprietary information, so it doesn't, get to the public. And actually, the FCC hasn't yet decided how much it can even share that information with state and local governments. So it's not clear how much that, reporting system as it currently functions really helps either the public or local governments. Another example that was brought up after Katrina, the FCC actually tried to institute a mandatory rule requiring cell phone towers to have backup power for about 24 hours. And that was successfully, pushed back by the industry. And, many people have pointed out, well, hey, power was out for a lot longer than 24 hours after during Sandy, so would that have even been the right rule? But I think a lot of sentiment is just that the fact that there are no rules is raising concerns.
And just real quickly, so how does this move forward? Who holds the cell companies accountable?
Well, the FCC is the main body that regulates them. They don't have they've over the past 10 years or so actually withdrawn a lot of their the authorities that they had over the cell wireless industry, as have many of the states. So it's, the approach so far that has been from the FCC to sort of help work with the industry, try to develop best practices, more of these voluntary programs, and try to get, as much cooperation as possible. And the industry, of course, points out that they have an interest in, not having angry customers left without cell service.
Cora, thanks so much. Cora Currier, reporting fellow at ProPublica at 125.